It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome the middle kids, Hannah and Tim, sitting here with me. But, of course, Harry and Pete are also playing today, right?
That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Has been a pretty big year, I guess, in the middle kids' existence, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a good one.
And thank you for that reference. That Larry David reference. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. As we talked about improv comedy
before.
There you go.
Yes. I like it. We're going to keep the continuity going here. Maybe not as many laughs, but
yeah, that's right.
The intention is there.
Yeah.
And the awkwardness.
The two of you both worked on solo careers for a while, and mm-hmm. so you kind of knew how it did or didn't work before you united and formed Middle Kids.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you expected things to happen as quickly as they've been happening.
We definitely didn't. Like, I think, though, we did feel that when we came together, we were like, ooh, this is much better. And could feel, like, the energy of that. But we definitely did not expect kind of all the momentum to go like it did.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sort of good fortune and people being in the right place and things like that.
Mm.
But I think, yeah, having our solo things, Harry as well, and Pete's got his solo thing, like we all sort of knew what it's like for it to be, you know, something that's happening a little bit but not really happening. So that's kind of what I think you generally tend to expect unless something big happens.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we've really enjoyed all the things we've got to do. Over the last year, it's been really amazing.
And there's no manual that prepares you when it comes a lot. Now, look, no one's complaining that some good fortune has come and you've been recognized internationally quickly. While the band's a year old, is it now?
Yeah, well, we first released our song in May last year. I mean, we were playing a little bit before that. So, yeah, I don't know how, where are we? February?
Yes, some of the EP had already been recorded. We've sort of put together, and then about half of it we recorded, since we started being Middle Kids.
Yeah.
We kind of cobbled together some tunes that we liked, and that's kind of what we've been doing.
We'll be right back. got something on your mind. Tick tock, could I take it for a while? Hey guy, have you got something on your mind? Tick tock, could I take it for a while?
Which Australian act or acts really inspired you? And then to his point, Tim's point, you know, I hear you saying that and I can't get Chrissy Hynde out of my mind. You know? So who would you consider acts that really inspired you, both from Australia in particular and then anywhere in the world?
Well, for me, I think, I'm not sure about like even female Australian. I mean, Chrissy is amazing, I think. I feel like when I was young, Janis Joplin was someone who kind of threw her voice around in a way that I was like, whoa. And probably a more recent singer is called Shara Nova. She's American as well, though. And she used to be like a classical singer and then she kind of moved into the rock world. And so I think that like, and people who kind of had that uninhibited kind of almost like going on yelling vibe, I felt really like, and even as Tim was saying, like I was trying to write originally over like electronic kind of folky music, but I found that like there wasn't enough scope to like throw my emotion around. You know, it was like too cool. I was like, you know, and so I think that rock is so great for being able to just like put it all out there. So probably like, yeah, a lot of the rock singers.
You know, whereas, yes, you're right. There were some people at the right place in the right time and some things happened. But these songs have uniformly been great. Each one you've rolled out to where now we're on the verge of the EP coming out tomorrow. And you must be excited,
Yeah,
we're super excited. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, that's right.
We sort of finished mixing it a few months ago now, so we're well and truly ready to have them out there. And we just, we hope people really like the songs and feel emotionally sort of something, you know, moved by them and enjoy them.
I'm not afraid to die. Sometimes I wanna give up on this love, but then you call, I come around. Sometimes I wanna give up on it all, but then I feel your love. Sometimes I wanna give up on this love, but then you call, I come around.
I know you're on the cusp of setting off to tour America, which I don't know if you looked at a map before you came here, but it's Australia's a big continent, but you know,
yeah, we're starting.
Texas is a continent, yeah, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
So how many dates are you doing in America?
Oh, probably about 30.
That's just South by Southwest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we tried not
in
to
like
look
3 days.
We tried not to look at the tour schedule because it looked too daunting.
It scares us. But we're so excited just to be able to play so much. I think that it'll produce something really, I mean, special for us in our live show, and even like our musicality coming together. We're just so looking forward to just smashing it out again and again.
And probably as you go throughout America and Europe, you pick up more things along the way. You know, you get your musical sensibilities get informed. Particularly when you go into certain places where you have a historical sense of they are from here,
totally.
And then it's actually there and you're feeling it. You know?
Yeah, that's right. And we're still a small band. We're developing, and so we're going to hear sounds that will inform us. And even like the American country music sound has informed the band a lot. So, you know, we're excited to get amongst some of the places where that came from. You know, that's cool.
In your heart, kid, there's heaps of stuff growing wildly without you even knowing. It doesn't matter if you are tough. If you don't go there, it'll come to you and eat you up. So going slowly, part of the way, follow the little river. It'll take you to
we were insistent. And that we get together with you and connect to you because we are so much fans of the music and we believe in it so much that we really were, we have to have them on the radio stage. We have to have them come by. And we're really glad you guys have come by. And man, everything we've heard is great. And you're just a year into this.
Thank you so much.
You're going to make a lot more great music.
Oh, we hope so.
Well, we're counting on it. We certainly encourage all our listeners, don't wait. Tomorrow, if you're near your computer, you can get a digital version. But if you'd like, and we always recommend it, you can stop by a record store and pick up the EP from the Middle Kids. And then on the 25th at the Echo, and if you're heading to Austin on Thursday at our Radio Day stage, it's the Middle Kids. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN.